Hey, Corey here. We've had an influx of new listeners, and so I just want to make sure that if you are new to the podcast, you don't just jump in and start listening to these daily episodes, which we've been doing. Please go back and listen to the first at least 8 episodes so you have an idea of what Collapse is, what it is that Corey is talking about. Also, if you've been with us for a while and you're enjoying the content, please join us on Patreon. We would love to see you there. There's a link, as always, in the description. All right. Hello. Thank you for joining me today on the podcast. This is Breaking Down Collapse. If you are a longtime listener of the podcast, then you'll notice that we started things off a little bit differently today. There was no intro music. I'll get to that here in just a second. Before that, though, I just want to mention, if you are new to the podcast, if this is your first time listening, welcome. Thank you for joining. Just here's a quick rundown of who I am, what is this podcast, what am I doing here, and why should you stick around? So if you found me, you may be interested in what's going on in the world today. Maybe you've always had this vague sense that things aren't quite right. Maybe you've been paying attention to the news lately and things feel off, especially, you know, more so than in the past. This podcast, and we're, you know, at this point of me recording this episode, we're about 160 episodes in. And those first 160 episodes really focus on sort of the thesis and theory behind why societies collapse and why our society is no different, why civilization today will inevitably collapse as well. I always recommend to new listeners of the podcast to go back and listen, please, to episodes 1 through 8 at the very least. And that just will catch you up, give you a great idea of really what we're talking about here, and especially moving forward in the podcast from this point. And I think that context is going to be especially important. After you've listened to the first 8 episodes, I highly recommend you continue to listen to the back catalog. There's 152 more episodes that go into greater research and detail, more specificity into different areas of collapse and how it relates to us today. Now, I also recommend that you listen to this new format that I'm about to begin, and I'm about to explain the new format and why I've chosen to do this. Why this new format? What is the new format? What is this all about? You may have noticed the consistency has slowed down if you're a longtime listener. I have not been able to post week to week, and there's a few reasons for that that I'm about to go over. But yeah, one of those is just the difficulty in discovering new and interesting topics that are evergreen, that are related to collapse. That's kind of been the MO up to this point, has been to find a new topic each week, do the research on it, and you know, try and do the best, most value-driven episode that I can so that we can all learn something new together. Another thing to mention is that since Kellen left the podcast, the style has changed, right? The first 150 episodes that he and I did together, 140 episodes, it just lent itself to a more conversational approach, and I think solo podcasts are best served under a different format. Another reason that I struggled with consistency for the last little while is that it's time-consuming. The research that I was doing, you know, I needed multiple hours of research time per week to prepare those episodes. On top of that, editing is time-consuming. I do have someone that helps with my editing, and I'm very appreciative to her and the work that she does. But it adds a few days lag time. It can just kind of complicate the consistency process. And so for that reason, I'm going to kind of dial back on the editing. And lastly, the biggest reason for this change, before I kind of explain what the change is, up to this point, there's no more doubt in my mind, or in, I think, many of the listeners' minds, that we are actively collapsing, right? Again, if you've been here for a long time, you know that when I say we're actively collapsing, I'm not saying that, you know, society will collapse tomorrow or next year, or maybe even necessarily a decade from now. But we're actively in the process of it happening. We've been talking up to this point about the theory behind collapse. And I think it's time moving forward that we talk about the actual consequences, the real world events that are going on today that demonstrate the collapse that we're experiencing. So taking all these things into account, it's going to allow me to do more and much more freely. I am going to, you know, take away some of those items that have added friction to the podcast. We tried video, and that added a lot of friction. We tried translations and transcriptions and just all of these things that require more time. And all of it added together, I realized, was keeping me from doing what I love, the part that I love, which is just sitting here in front of a mic and being able to discuss this with you. And so going forward, yeah, there's not going to be intro or outro music. I hope that's okay. I have this feeling that most people just skipped through it anyway. You know, who wants to just sit and listen to the same jingle over and over again? If you miss it, go back and listen to the past episodes. I'm also going to start posting shorter episodes, but I'm going to do it daily. Now, does that mean that every single day it's going to happen? I'm sure there will be days that I miss. I'm a human being. I get sick. Whatever. That said, every day, Monday through Friday, is the new schedule. So you can expect a 15-minute episode every day, Monday through Friday, posted in the early morning, so that on your commute or just, you know, while you're getting ready in the morning or whatever that is, you can catch up a little bit with Corey about how collapse is taking place today. Some notes on this. This isn't like a news aggregation podcast. That's not what I'm aiming for. There's plenty of those already. We're trying to look specifically at the events going on in the world and how they relate directly to collapse. Not everything, not every day is going to be a topic about, you know, a news article or things that are happening in the news. It may be rants that I have. It may be discussions from new research that's been released. It could be my own just thoughts and analysis. It could be discussions I'm seeing on forums. So there's a lot of different topics I think that we'll touch on, but we're keeping it related specifically to collapse ideas. Okay. So again, we'll aim for 15 minutes daily. Hope that all, you know, there'll still be a chance to incorporate some longer episodes. If you go over to our Patreon account, this is the type of stuff we've been doing on Patreon once a week rather than once a day. And I'm going to shift the focus on Patreon. Patreon is going to be more about building community. It's going to be more about taking these ideas and trying to find ways to put into practice the types of things we can do to, you know, cope with it mentally, the way that we can interact with each other, the type of community building that can build a group consensus around what life is like in collapse and how we are each individually handling that. So if you are interested in joining that type of community and having discussions, I'll be interviewing my patrons, that type of thing. Join me on Patreon and we can build together over there. All right. Well, with the last several minutes we have here, let's dive into just kind of a first topic, something that I found interesting. I think this summarizes a nice, you know, several different areas of collapse that are very pertinent today and that also harken back to some of those first episodes on the topic. So this is in regards to a discovery that happened last year, which was recently announced, in which Russia says they found 511 billion barrels of oil underneath Antarctica in the Weddell Sea. So there's so much to this and so much that I find fascinating about this, right? There's this long-standing discussion, argument, debate over whether or not we're going to have a peak oil situation, whether that's peak supply or peak demand, and which will come first. It seems, at least on the surface, learning about this new discovery, 511 billion barrels, that this lends to the belief that we will hit peak supply, or excuse me, we'll hit peak demand far before we hit peak supply. I think there's more to it than that, and we'll discuss that here a little bit. But either way, 511 billion barrels of oil is about 15 years worth of consumption at our current rates. There's plenty of debate about how much oil we have left, notwithstanding this new discovery. You know, some people say there's 70 years of oil left. Others say, well, that's if you were able to drain every bit of oil in the earth, but we can't do that because, you know, there's peaks and all of that, right? Each oil well itself has its own peak, and much of it becomes uneconomical to be able to extract. Well, these 511 billion barrels, 15 years worth, I mean, where do you picture the world 15 years from now? After all the discussions that we've had, you know, what do you truly believe the world will be like 15 years from now? Are we still going to be consuming oil at the same rates that we are now? Do you believe that it's because of a peak in the supply of oil? Or do you believe that it will be because of a peak in demand? And then when it comes to a peak in demand, do you believe that it will be because we simply don't need it anymore because we found alternative sources of energy? Or do you believe that we won't need it anymore because we simply have collapsed? Plenty of questions there. Everyone has their own thoughts about it. It's obviously not wise to try and predict the future. Nobody knows what will happen exactly or when. But yeah, I have my ideas, as you may have yours. People are calling to attention several items with this discovery. So the first is this, I mean, Antarctica is, there was a treaty in 1959 that was signed basically saying that Antarctica remains peaceful. It is for scientific research only. It's not to be exploited, right? And this begs the question, is Russia going to actually attempt to drill here? It seems that they have made some indication that yes, their intention is to do just that. So that would break that treaty. That's one thing. Second thing is that this territory is highly disputed. Great Britain claims it. The U.S. claims it. Argentina and Chile claim it. And Russia claims it. So when you're talking about 15 years worth of oil, you're talking about, I mean, this is twice what is available in Saudi Arabia, which is, you know, the richest, one of the richest oil companies in countries in the world. Russia, from an economic standpoint, would profit greatly, right? They would benefit greatly from having ownership over this. So would any country. And so even though we've all agreed, hey, we're not going to touch the Antarctic, that's off limits for oil research and discovery, there's intention to possibly go and exploit it anyway. Geopolitics right now is such a mess as it is. This is just one more element, just one more way in which it could become even messier. Now, other people are saying, but hold on a second. This part of the ocean, of Antarctica, right, the Weddell Sea, is extremely treacherous area. Parts of the sea are super deep. We're talking like 5,000 meters below sea level. The cost effectiveness of even drilling this oil and being able to access it is being called into question. And this harkens back to the whole idea around peak oil, right? When 100 years ago, all you had to do was dig down 10 feet in most places, you know, maybe 30 feet, and you find an abundance of oil, those days are long gone. And we're to the point now where it's questionable if much of the oil that's left can be extracted and processed at an economic rate, at a rate at which we're willing to pay. So does Russia put forth the cost and expense and risk and danger and geopolitical tensions that will come out of this? Is it worth all of that to extract the oil? And lastly, if they decide that it is and they do move forward with it, it's worth the risk, we're going to go for it. Well, now we've got the catch 22, right? One of the main reasons that make it so that collapse is inevitable is that we have set ourselves up as a society of requiring all of this energy to continue to function. We are a demanding society. We have 8 billion plus people who all need to be fed, who all need to be able to drive to work and back, and the million other ways in which we use energy in our everyday lives. If we were to stop having access to that energy, we collapse. That is plain to be seen. Well, if we continue to have access to that energy, it has its consequences, right? through fossil fuels, it is climate change. And this alone, there was some speculation, some numbers. It looked like napkin math, so who knows exactly what the numbers would be here. But that these 511 billion barrels of oil would be alone, or enough alone, to add 20 ppm of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere. Currently, we're increasing our ppm around 2.3 to 2.7 per year. So this is nearly a decade of CO2 retention in the atmosphere being added just from this one oil field, for example. And that's not including all of the other ecosystem, you know, biodiversity loss issues that could arise from this, as well as the geopolitical tensions and so on and so forth. Of all the threats that we face in collapse, climate change is the noose around our neck, right? It's the one that no matter what technological advancements we make, climate change is always there. We've set into motion now, being beyond 1.5 degrees Celsius increase. Yes, the IPCC says, well, we haven't hit that in the long term yet, right? The 10-year running average. But we are now multiple years past 1.5 degrees Celsius. And we're beginning to see what that's doing to the climate. All of the research around climate change, which we will talk more about in future episodes and which we've talked about in past episodes, it's accelerating. The faster than expected is coming up over and over again. The worse than expected, our goal was to stop us before we hit 1.5, you know, prior to the year 2100. Well, now we're already passing that. And okay, well, the next thing is 2. Okay, well, we're expected to pass that here in the next decade or two. By 2050, we could be at 3 degrees Celsius. So, and even that number is potentially accelerating. So what does that mean for the future of humanity? And even if we were to hit net zero, which we are not making anywhere near the progress towards that we need to be, what tipping points have we already put into motion, and what consequences are now irreversible? Those will be the topics of future discussions. There's a lot of new research coming out I'm excited to discuss on this. But it seems that now more than ever, this idea of faster than expected is gaining scientific consensus. It's not just a thing that people who are into collapse say, you know, oh yeah, everything's happening faster than expected. It's showing up time and time again in not just news articles, but in the actual scientific research itself. All right, that's enough for today. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you. You've been with me through thick and thin. I know this is not the first format change that we've made. Got to remain adaptable. But I'm excited about this new change, and I hope you are as well. All right. If you have comments or questions, feel free to find me. You can email me, breakingdowncollapse@gmail.com, or on Reddit @CoreyJohn. You can reach out and message me there if you would like. Thanks again, and I'll see you tomorrow. Hey, Corey here. If you are listening to the back catalog of Breaking Down Collapse, thank you. Those episodes are so vital. They're so important. But I also wanted to let you know that I am now doing daily episodes. Yes, that's right. Here on the podcast, daily episodes. So if you are enjoying the back catalog, great. Please also feel free to zoom forward to the most recent episodes. Catch us daily. They are quick little episodes, and I think you'll enjoy them. Thanks.